Of course, we understand the concern of paying taxes because most of us, if not all of us, pay taxes of some sort of or another. And those of us who receive a regular paycheck, we're reminded on our stubs exactly how much has been taken away from us, withheld to cover those taxes. Those of you who are in business, farmers, ranchers, so on, you always have to write a check every couple of months or so or every year to the IRS to cover your taxes. And of course, all of us who have to fill out IRS and state tax forms start grumbling come about March or April when we have to get those filled out and sent in. So we're really good at this idea of repaying to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. The question for us is, do we repay God for what is God's? Of course, that's our Lord tells us the second part. Now we see our Lord talking about the image that's on the money. He says, show me a coin. Whose figure is on it? And of course, it's Caesar. At the time of Jesus, it would have been whatever ruler was involved in that region. Of course, the Roman Empire at that time. Even today, we do this. We look at the dollar bills and we see different presidents on different denominations of bills. We look at coins and there's different images or different historical figures on each coin. And that money that we carry, those coins or those bills, they have value because the government backs it. Now, economy, it's this is oversimplifying the economy of why money has value. But basically, if the United States decided it was no longer going to back a dollar bill, a particular dollar bill, instead go with dollar coins, and it was no longer going to back the dollar bill, that dollar bill would just be a piece of paper. It would be worthless. It would have no value. Well, we are different. As humans, we are different. We are made in the image and likeness of God. It's as if God stamped us, as that money was stamped. All humanity has value because it is given by God. God gives us the value that we have as humans, nothing outside of us. This is why we need to respect all life from conception to natural death. We don't receive our value because others want us. I like him, so I want him around. Or I want that child, so that child has value. I don't want that child, so that child no longer has value. I like that old my grandfather, my grandmother, so they have value. I want that old person out of my life. They don't have value. We can't do that. Humans have value because God wants them, because God gives them value. So, like I said, we do the repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. We give to Caesar, we give to our government that which is stamped in its image, the money, the printed money or the stamped coins. And to be fair, by our Lord saying we need to repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, then we are called to fulfill our civic responsibilities, fulfill our responsibility to our city, our county, our state, and our nation. So we pay our taxes, we follow just laws. Unjust laws we are not required to follow, but just laws we are. We enter into military service, many of us. We do jury duty when we're called, and so on. So many of these responsibilities we have in our lives to the proper functioning and protection of our nation and our state. Well, we also have to give to God what belongs to God, which means we need to be willing to give of ourselves to serve God. Not even be willing to do it. We need to give of ourselves to serve God. Because everything that we have, even our very existence, especially our very existence, comes to us from God. So that's why we need to give it back to Him. Now, we'll talk about stewardship, which is this giving back to God what is God's. And you might have heard a phrase, time, talent, and treasure, the three T's of stewardship. This is what we need to give back to God. And let's take them backwards. Let's look at treasure first. I want to point out that a couple $1 bills thrown in the collection basket because you don't want to be embarrassed by not giving anything really isn't sufficient. We need to be much more generous with our money. And of course, this isn't just to the parish. This is to charities, to people in need. This is being generous with the treasure, the money, the things that we have. Now, only giving money isn't enough unless you're physically unable to do more. It's a good start otherwise. We also have talent that we can give. We all have ways that we can help. We all have our talents. Now, there's some people might feel insecure and, oh, I don't have any talents. Yeah, you do. We all do. Now, it's important to realize what we're not good at as well. It's like me and drywalling. You know, I couldn't put up drywall, but I can stand there and hold the drywall for you while everybody else puts it up. I can do that. I can hold it against the wall. But I can also do a parish website like I did here. I have that talent. Then we have time. We are called to use our time, which God has given us. Again, our very existence is a gift from God. We are called to use our time to give back to God. And this is something I see as a great challenge in our community, because volunteers are always needed for everything, and we never get enough volunteers, whether it's here in the parish or in the community. So volunteers are needed. Everyone is needed to volunteer. Don't wait to be asked. If you see something or hear about something that needs to be done, volunteer to do it. Put yourself out there. Now, I bring these up, the stewardship, this time, talent, and treasure up, because we're not doing this as Catholics. We are horrible at doing this as Catholics. I just saw in a survey that said 7% of all Catholics do all three to some extent. Only 7% of Catholics, those who identify as Catholics, are giving of their time, they're giving of their talent, and they're giving of their treasure. That's horrible, because we are all called to do this regardless. It shouldn't be 7% doing it. It should be 7% not doing it. What it's saying is 93% of Catholics are not living up to our Lord's command to give to God what is God's. Now, some may give money. Some of that 93% may throw a couple of bucks in the collection. That's a start. That's just a start. Now, I want to be clear. This isn't just parish activities that we should be giving our time and talent and treasure to. This is to ecumenical events. When the ministerial association sponsors some event, some communal event, that we give to that generously of time, talent, and treasure. In the community, when there are things like the school that need volunteers, or blood drive that needs volunteers, or a hospital, a nursing home needs volunteers, we jump at the chance to volunteer. And then on an individual basis, when we know someone, say a neighbor or a friend, or even someone we might not know, but we know that they have a need, that we give of ourselves, our time, our talent, and our treasure. You know, Caesar gave us money. The government gives us money. And we're good at returning that. We know the consequences if we don't. God gave us everything, our life, our creation, everything. How are we returning that to Him?